human rights abuses in India are causing an uproar. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dot Morris with Mission Network News. Today we're talking about the needs of an oppressed minority group and how Christians can offer support. And if you want to witness your faith to someone, you might take them to a museum, but not just any museum. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. Christians aren't the only victims of India's Hindu radicalism. Earlier this month, widespread protests left several people dead. The protests were led by Dalits, the lowest caste within Hinduism. They were protesting a recent Supreme Court decision, which they believe has made them more vulnerable to the abuses of society. David Curry of Open Doors USA.
It's really brought to light yet again the challenge that we have in India for human rights, in particular recognizing that each and every individual is of value and of equal value.
Both the strict practice of the caste system and the increased violence towards Christians are symptoms of India's movement towards a pure Hindu society. Curry says when you get down to it, it's a human rights issue.
I think it's incredibly important for Christians to speak out on these kinds of issues, the caste system in India, where we see a clear violation of human rights, and stand up for what I believe are biblical values.
And as we stand up for the valuing of all humans, Curry says it gives Christians credibility when we stand up for other believers. Please ask God to use his gospel to combat the human rights abuses in India, and find more details at missionnews.org. How do you show the love of Christ to people still reeling from the effects of a 36-year-old civil war? That's the challenge for AMG International in Guatemala. Tasso Cionides, president of AMG International.
A lot of the kids with whom we work not only come out of poverty, but they come out of abusive situations, from unstable families in Guatemala City. So to deal with that, of course, we do work in partnership with local churches. We seek to provide the basic things that the children need, from food and clothing and an education, so that they will have the tools to grow.
With the help of their partners, AMG provides services from discipleship to sports and helps kids reach young adulthood with the life skills they need to be successful. But they try to do this within the context of helping restore whole families, Ioannidis says.
Our goal is to see both the kids and the families have their relationship with Christ restored, to see themselves as image bearers of Christ, to see that they have value, they are loved.
8,000 kids are in AMG International projects, but there's room for more. Ioannidis asked the church to invest in Guatemalans through child sponsorship and short-term missions. Hear from someone going on a short-term trip with AMG tomorrow on Mission Network News. More than 2.5 million people have visited the Creation Museum in Kentucky since it opened over a decade ago. The Creation Museum and its sister attraction, the Ark Encounter, walk people through the history of the Bible. Ken Ham, founder of Answers in Genesis, says they're always innovating.
At the Creation Museum right now, we're upgrading our special effects theater to be a 3D theater, and we're going to have a 3D program in there as well as other programs too. And we continue to upgrade the exhibits in the Creation Museum as well.
The Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter are both non-intrusive ways to introduce people to biblical truth. Ham says about 30% of visitors actually aren't Christians.
That's the incredible thing about using exhibits, is that the exhibits do the teaching. And because the exhibits do the teaching, then that means that it's not like someone personally hitting them on the head. And so they really appreciate that. And they've even been challenged to the extent that we've heard of people who become Christians as a result of being there and saying, you know what, I never realized that you could trust the Bible. And they commit their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Learn more about the Creation Museum, the Ark Encounter, and how you can visit or support the ministry at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click the link at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.